Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Eric Ostis from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And Reba Haas from Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
That's right. And with us, we have Ross and Mary Hudspeth with Four Generals Brewing from Renton, Washington, getting ready for their grand opening in early July, right?
That's the plan.
Excellent, excellent. So tell us, where did the name come from, Four Generals?
The long story, originally it was four of us sitting around the back deck trying to figure out how to make beer. And then everyone else dropped out. They realized that making beer was a silly and not very fruitful endeavor. And I stuck with it. And my good buddy Matt actually came up with the idea that Four Generals is the four main ingredients, which is perfect. It works well. It follows the German purity laws, which I don't necessarily follow those. I do other things sometimes, but I really like the idea. You've got the four main ingredients, the four generals of the beer. Also, you see in our logo, we've got the four mountains around here, and those are all mountains I've hiked, climbed, camped. So you got Olympus, Baker, Adams, and Rainier.
Oh, that's cool. Very cool. Okay, I like that too. Nice.
And they kind of define what we're trying to do for our selling area.
Excellent. So the four generals are?
Water, malt, hops, and yeast.
There you go.
Didn't he just say that?
No,
he didn't say it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess because we talked about it during the break.
Right.
That's why I was like, wait. You know what? And it's also because I'm sitting here typing on Twitter.
tell me a little bit about, because I, having lived in Europe for a little while, the German purity laws, mm-hmm. which are pretty interesting, actually.
They are. They originally were, they didn't include yeast because they didn't know about it. And then they finally figured out, yeast. So they added that to it.
Yeah.
And it's just been a way to keep their beer pure. Unfortunately, it's kind of limited them in some ways, though. So mm-hmm. their styles are very strict.
Right.
Which is something I like about here is we've really been able to expand that. And you can add other things to beer. Spruce tip beer, for example. If you don't have hops, you can use spruce tips and give it a little extra flavor. And I don't know how much they...
Ooh, I have to be careful around stuff like that. Hmm? I'm allergic to trees.
Oh.
And so I found out...
Don't go hiking.
No.
Well, no, it's one of those things, though, that I found out. So, like, I like martinis, and I used to drink gin martinis.
I do, too.
And then I started getting massive headaches from them, and it wasn't because of over-imbibing. It was, I discovered it was because of the juniper.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to now just do vodka.
I'm sorry. Gin is delicious.
But not when it gives you a screaming headache. Maybe. You know, you just have to make a decision sometimes.
And you've got all those botanicals in there that can mess with you.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So that will be one for me to maybe watch out if you're doing something like that. But when you go outside of your four generals, does that mean you'll call it like the lieutenant or have other names for it? Or like, this is Klinger over here.
It'll be special reserve.
Who is the little nerd on MASH with the glasses?
Radar.
There you go. Yeah. You have a radar.
Yep. Radar is the O'Reilly beer?
That's the O'Reilly. I like mm-hmm. it. Sorry. Off on a tangent again.
It's really not a military thing, even though we do support the military. I know, everyone in our family has been in the military, it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got them in every generation mm-hmm. of my family. I've got several right now that are in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my husband was Air Force, so.
Yep, my dad
and
was too.
Grandfather and uncle. Yep. Yeah.
We've had, I think, everyone but Marines. My bass player is a Marine vet from Vietnam, but anyway, okay.
Very cool.
Going off again.
Especially day after Memorial Day. Nothing wrong with that.
It's appropriate. It's appropriate. Absolutely. Thank you for your service, everyone.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, excellent. How big is your operation? How many gallons can you brew at any given time?
So I can do 120 gallons at one time, which is about 3.5 barrels, 31 gallons. So that's kind of how we measure in the bigger volumes there. My fermenters are 10-barrel uni tanks, so I can do three batches into one of those 10-barrel uni tanks and come out at just over 10 barrels finished product because you got some trub loss and stuff with the yeast and whatnot. So I will be able to do, once I get all six tanks in, almost 1,600 barrels a year, which sounds like a lot, but it's really not that much. Mm-hmm. It puts me out of the nano category for sure into mm-hmm. the micro, but 60,000 barrels a year is macro. We have one macro brewery in Washington that's Red Hook. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is doing mm-hmm. less than that. So I'm there just kind of on the low end of that.
What are the stats? You know, if you look at Washington State, how many breweries are there in the state roughly?
Last time I checked, I think it was 243, but I could be way off. It's always
fewer than the wineries, though.
Oh, yeah.
The wineries have exploded to way over 500 now. I don't even know where they're at.
Alone. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know, it's so funny, though, because I remember drinking. So I moved here from the Midwest in 1989, and I used to hate beer, hated beer, and partly because we were just surrounded by
PBR.
Well, that wasn't what probably. I was thinking. No, I grew up in Kansas, so we were surrounded by Coors and Budweiser.
Oh, there you go.
You know, literally yeah. squeezed between the two, which I think, blah, on both of them. You know, sorry, honey, I know you love your Coors Light. But anyhow, that's his sparkling water, by the way.
His version of sparkling water.
It is a sparkling water.
Yeah. That's precisely right. But I came out here, and a friend of mine who was into all like the microbrews introduced me to them, and suddenly I was like, oh, like porters and IPAs and all these other, you know, like I'm a big fan of like a brown ale.
So did you ever see the Almost Live skit from about that era where they're making fun of microbrew going, oh, it's so thick and big?
Oh, no.
Oh, you should look that up.
It's okay, on YouTube. I will.
It's spot on.
Oh, man, I came out here and I just suddenly discovered what was like nectar of the gods for me. So then every time I had to fly back and visit my family, I was like, it took 15 years for them to even have microbrews show up there.
So my sister went to school in New York, and the first time I went there, we went to this restaurant called the Wheat Fields, and it was really good, and everything there had something wheat in it. And I said, oh, man, I'd love a good Hefeweizen. The waitress looks at me, and she's like, what's a Hefeweizen?
So, okay. Oh, gosh.
So give me something local from a microbrewery. And she said, well, we have Red Hook. And I said, no, Red Hook's from where I'm
from. Not local.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they have the one in Boston or whatever it is. And okay,
oh my
so
God.
That was a local microbrewery. We went back 4 years later for graduation, and there was two breweries in town?
I think two in town, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And making good beer. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool to see explosion over there.
Yeah.
And that was four or five years ago.
It was exploding for a while here, and then it really, you know, pardon the pun, but it tanked for a little while. And so do you have any, like, what caused that shift?
That is a great question, but out of that shift, small microbreweries my size were able to succeed, but a lot of them failed at that point.
Okay.
So you had the guys who, like Red Hook and Hales Ales, that were big enough they could get through that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it kind of tanked, and then it came back, and I don't know what brought that back, but I know if I'd started what I'm doing now 10 years ago, I wouldn't have succeeded.
Wouldn't have made it. Yeah.
It's a different attitude.
So it wasn't just recession, because that was actually one of the things, like during the recession.
People drink more.
Yeah, exactly.
They love to
drink
more.
Exactly it. They're like, oh, life sucks. I drink.
Yeah, but they're probably not drinking expensive
microbrew,
you know, higher quality or higher premium type things.
Well, look at the Great Depression and Prohibition, where the government was poisoning the really crappy stuff and people would still drink it and die.
Good point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that was something I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sounds depressing, though. Let's go on to something more.
Okay. I totally get your not liking beer, though, because I also did not like beer for years.
Yeah.
And we moved to Germany. So that was kind of my, there's something
there's
more.
There's some good
exactly.
stuff
I mean, because I grew up with, you know, Rainier and Olympia growing up here, and not to knock them, but... Oh,
no, it's
there's
just,
such a difference.
It there's really such a difference.
Can't be compared if you're in Germany or Belgium or England or any
right.
Scotland,
yes.
There.
Well, and the same thing.
Well, not so much Scotland.
The same thing.
Oh, there's
true.
Some good beers in Scotland.
Yeah.
Orkney Brewing and fine ales. And,
there's a few out there. Yeah.
Okay.
No question.
So we've only got a couple minutes left. So I want to make sure that people, if they're wanting to find you, because it's going to be a few weeks before you open, but we were talking about this earlier. As most people who listen to the show or who have been on the show know, I tend to start harping on people about their social media, especially because, like, for you guys, you need to get a build up, right? So you don't have Twitter yet, but we've started some hashtags for you. Your website is in process, but you're on Facebook, which is probably the number one place you could be right now, right?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, and we're also on Beer Advocate.
Okay.
Which is kind of a beer drinker's geeky place to go to rate beers, look at beers. It's one of those fun...
Okay, so all you geeky beer lovers go there, but the rest of us go to Facebook.
To Facebook, yeah. And there's usually new things going up pretty much every day on Facebook.
Okay, good, because I have seen some of the process of how things are coming along is on there. So if people want to follow what's happening and see your story, absolutely. And you'll be posting when you have your open?
Most definitely. Oh,
and
yes.
You'll be on Twitter, too.
Okay. Make sure you send out a pretty fantastic invite and let us know how we can also help drive some success towards that opening week. I'm hopefully you'll have like a whole week of events.
Oh, I know how I'm going to help drive success on that opening.
Well, besides, you know, bending an elbow,
right.
You know. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. We will definitely be there.
We will love to
see it. Well, visit Ross and Mary on 4generals.com. And thank you all both for joining us. Really glad to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having us.
All right. Join us again next week, Open House of Team Riva, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Riva. To contact us, visit Team Riva at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamRiva.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Riva here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Riva of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.